Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hey.
NutriMedical Report. We have Sean from Less EMF. Less EMF is a leading company in the world for technology to measure the electrotoxins, I call them, or electrosmog, that jams your cellular communications between the telomere, the little antenna on the end of your chromosomes and your ion channels, that regulates transcription of messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes, but also the other 93% of your DNA that does what I call quantum epigenetic origami, to actually fold the tissues to create everything from arteries and tissues and organs in your body. Now, so electropollution is not a minor thing. It's a gene silencing thing, and it's really important to stop it because you don't have taste or smell receptors to tell you that you're getting cooked. As I said before, don't be a beaker frog. Find and measure it with these fancy meters, and you have some new devices are available. Now, of course, you go to the Shopify products and go down to Less EMF, you're going to see a number of links there. You're going to link to the clothing area specifically, a link to the general website. You're going to see a link also to the subpage for blocking radiation, like on the side of your apartment building, and to the meters, the meter package. But you have a couple of new things that have come out too, Sean. Tell us about them.
Well, we've got a few new products here now. To start, the drawer shield. Wireframe cage gives you RF shielding for your phone while it's charging next to your bedside. I know everybody loves to have their cell phone charging right next to them while they sleep on that bedside table. So now we've got a drawer shield complete with grommets so that you can get that charging cable right in there.
Nice. Now, a lot of people aren't aware, you know, and I'm going to expand this a bit. It might, surprise you, some of the stuff that's going on. The informational universe, or we call the university of consciousness, is in a parallel in sense, but it's, you know, dimension that's concatenated or hierarchically connected to our physical world. Now, when I do a Metapathia Hunter scan or a quantum scan, like Bioplasm or the newer machine we're looking at getting called, I've helped them in design from China, called the Biophilia. What you have to understand is your informational body determines whether you even have disease. For example, I was taking, surprised by, say, when I did research 45 years ago with Dr. John Woodbury. I asked him a question back in 1974 when I was one of the medical students working in this synovial analysis labs, and actually analyzed 26,000 cases with all kinds of advanced statistics. And I discovered with an electronic point finder for acupuncture points that the reason why someone doesn't get rheumatoid arthritis and, say, the opposite knee is there's no electrical circuits that support it. So if you don't have a quantum biocircuit, you can't metastasize a tumor or even have disease, even if you have the antibodies and the activated lymphocytes. Even though the material that would activate your body to create a rheumatoid nodule, it doesn't occur. And I raised this question to Woodbury, and he realized, like, I'm not dealing with a normal person. I'm dealing with a very curious person who's going to find the answers as to why he personally had ankylosing spondylitis. In fact, he tried to get his daughter to kind of chase me so I'd marry her, so I'd stay working for him and actually become a rheumatologist and find a cause for his own disease. Now, I'm not bold, I'm not being arrogant when I say this, but you can lay any problem before me in any realm of science, technology, or geopolitics, finance, whatever, and I will find a solution. It might take me decades, but I'll keep asking questions until I get the answer. And what I've discovered is really scary. For example, if people keep on saying negative things to themselves, they actually create an imprint of memes or intelligence to their informational body that'll make sure that if they say, I'm going to get cancer, I'm going to get cancer, I'm going to have a heart attack, guess what? Like, you know, Jackie Gleason, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
And you always keep on saying he's going to have the big one. Guess what? You keep on saying you're going to have the big one, you will. Now, what happens is these cellular toxins are, in a sense, talking to you. They're kind of like little memes or ideas that are hitting specific ion channels with the atomic resonance of toxins. They're actually silencing your DNA. For example, if you have a mercury ballast light, did you know that that light is giving a harmonic resonant frequencies? Because in the vertical table of elements, if you have a heavy metal, like let's say depleted uranium, it's the same place in the periodic table as molybdenum and chromium. So you're going to make people turn diabetic if they get exposed to DU or DU radiation. In other words, the harmonic frequency has the same biological effect as if you have the heavy metal toxin in your cells. Is that cool or what?
That is cool.
Now, that means when you're getting exposed to frequencies that are toxic, whether it's low, and usually low frequencies, which is why we use the Stetsurizer, in the next few weeks I'm getting Sunrun Solar, putting solar in. It's the best, by the way, it's the best company to get solar. Because you just sign a long-term contract, you don't have to own the damn thing. My power bill will be a third what it was. I'll be guaranteed, but also I'm going to make sure with the interface between their inverter and my power panel, I'm going to be putting Stetsurizers. And I think you only need one, don't you, even though we have a whole half yard of them. Right, just need one. And these low frequency harmonic radiation coming off the power panels and the inverter, you got to grab it before it goes into your electric wires in your house. Otherwise, you're radiating yourself with electrical and magnetic fields that are actually going to silence your genes. Most of the illnesses caused by the 21st century are actually, many of them are caused by electrical pollution. Did you know that? Dr. Sam Millams actually postulated this and told me this about 6-7 years ago when I had him on the program. He's an old doctor in his 70s, and he's been going for 40 years traveling around with the oscilloscopes and so on. And he can show you that, for example, the rise of diabetes, hypertension, stroke, and obesity are all parallel to the arrival of electricity in North America 100 years ago. Is that interesting or what?
That is interesting.
Now, people say, how can that happen, Dr. Daigle? I said, well, you silence certain genes that are important, and bad stuff happens.
Yeah.
Bad stuff happens. It would be like what happened during, say, the Obama years or the George Bush years and George Bush Sr. is we silenced the good people inside the intel agencies so helter-skelter happens. It's like telling your kids, you can eat anything. It doesn't matter if it's food or shoe polish. Eat anything, kids, you like. Even if it doesn't taste good, just shove it down your throat. And that's what people are doing with cell phones stuck on the side of their head, electrical wiring coming from power corporations who don't give a damn. The 90% of the pollution that they create doesn't get brought back to the power station to be neutralized. They dump it in the ground. Or that a lot of the appliances you have, like these induction cooktops, are not just cooking your dinner, they're cooking you. Or your microwave might have a little shield, so while you're seeing the dinner spin around, so are the ions inside your head and your eyeballs spinning around being affected by radiation, because if you take a gigahertz solution and point it at it, one of the meters I have, it's a more expensive one, the thing goes screaming, you're dying, you're being fried. People say, no, Dr. Daigle, you're just a conspiracy theorist. That, by the way, was created by the CIA to make sure anybody asking questions must be considered an anathema. And like 1984, asking questions and asking for the truth in a time of tyranny is a radical thing. And the most radical thing right now, believe it or not, the sneakiest thing, is not Fukushima Daiichi, it's Fukushima Daiichi on the side of your house called a smart meter. Damn it. Or a cell phone stuck in the side of your head and you don't think you're breaking down your blood-brain barrier, which is a metabolic barrier. And people say, oh, you can't prove that, Dr. Daigle. Yes, I can. What do you mean, Dr. Daigle? Do you think you're that smart? No, I'm beyond smart. I'm scary smart. I can do a quantitative electroencephalogram on you from Lexicor. I got trained in Boulder, which our intel agencies are trained on. I can do organic acids to show your blood-brain barrier is broken down. And I can actually do a thermogram to show the side of your head where you had the cell phone on is hot because your blood-brain barrier is broken down. No, Dr. Daigle, that's not true. I said, well, why are there 300% more chances that on the dominant side of your head where your cell phone is, You've got multicentric astrogliomas and eighth cranial nerve tumors. No, that can't be true. My cell phone company wouldn't kick my brain. Well, guess what? The state of California finally admitted after a lot of fights that that's the truth. Now, they usually don't do things right, but they did this right this time. Didn't they?
That they did.
They did. If you, no, they're California. They got to be a liar. No, unfortunately, is to say, a clock that stopped was always right twice a day. You know, it stopped at a specific time, but twice a day, even though it's not, the ends aren't moving, it's correct. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Pretty funny, eh? So, if you're not going to Less EMF, as I my little dialogue box that you talk about between Spock and James T. Kirk. Captain, it's logical to avoid electrotoxins. Have you worn your Less EMF suit today to prevent the radiation from going to planet XYZ? Why not, Captain?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Some of the new specials, this new equipment you have. Go, let's go over it.
Well, we've got a couple more things, too. So one of the big ones that we've been carrying for a long time is our shielded cap, the baseball cap with RF shielding on it.
Right.
To add to it, we now have a protective neck flap, kind of a safari-style garment that you add to it. It's only $20, made out of Swiss shield, so that's very nice against the skin. And it gives you more shielding coming down. So that's the back of your neck and maybe a little bit on the shoulder.
Yeah. I got a little logo you want to put on it.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, you don't have that big circle with the big knot sign where the big circle, red circle with the big knot across it?
Yeah.
What you need to do on the cap and the other thing is put 5G and a big knot symbol on it. Because
there
you know
we go.
It? Because Elon Musk wants to put up 12,000 of these low-Earth orbit satellites, and the craziness of California, which is crazy, sometimes like that stop clock is correct, decided to block 5G network because 5G, you can't create the matrix without 5G. You can't have skull-to-brain technology. In fact, I got into contact with one of my researchers just the other day about how 5G is tied directly to not only autonomous vehicles, so like the Jetsons, your latest air taxi will arrive sitting on your front porch without a pilot because it's going to fly autonomously with 5G. And, of course, they want to know what kind of surgery you like because they hacked into your consciousness just as you open your eyeballs in the morning and tell you which cereal bowl could float literally out of your cupboard and land by your sink to pour out your cereal. People think, oh, no, they won't do that. I said, look, they're putting all these, like, Amazon, what do they call those things? They have these Amazon Fire and Amazon other things where they know your musical preferences and so on. People don't understand these electrical signals are giving you signals that are directly affecting memes, ideas, blocking enzymes, and eventually they're going to work out to how to actually insert thoughts directly into your cortex. I call brain to cortex. You won't even need to have eyeballs or ears to actually listen to a symphony orchestra or play a video game. People say, oh no, Dr. Deagle, they won't do that. I'm thinking, as soon as anybody can succeed, and they're pouring billions into it, they're going to do it, aren't they?
They right? are. They're absolutely going to do it.
In fact, they tried to recruit me 40 years ago. You know why? I was working in 1970, training myself in computer languages, and of course I'm a massive computer whiz. And I had to stop because I got addicted. I'm an insomniac, so I'd be up there 2 and 3 in the morning working on software. And I was working on nonlinear software for converting visual symptoms into digital data. So when Dr. Tortolotta interviewed me in 78 to go to UCLA, I was going to work on the MS Tissue Brain Repository Electron Microscopy Lab, but they also want me to work on a DARPA project because they already had a liquid nitrogen-cooled magnetronic helmet to take the pilot to convert directly to thoughts for onboard flying and firing ordnances in a mock-up 714 F-14 fighter in his office. And they wanted me to work on, because they were actually planning on creating female fetuses grown artificially with genes inserted from different phyla species and generated to make them super female super soldier cyborgs, and wanted me to actually work out how to actually hack into their consciousness. Now, under Obama, which is the last president, I call the Abominator, you know, we've had the Terminator with Arnold, but Obama was the Abominator, and he actually funded hundreds of millions of dollars to organizations like Scripps to be able to hack into your consciousness. Now, they're already hacking. Wonder why people are getting insomnia now? It's increasing because of electro pollution. Your smart meter's talking to your brain saying, pineal gland, don't release melatonin. Don't go to sleep. Don't reactivate the reticular activating cells to say it's time to release your stem cells and refractionally clone you into your new body tomorrow. Nah, to hell with that. Just stay up. That's what's going on. People say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, my insomnia must be just because I have a stressful job. No, you're in stressful electrotoxin land. That's where you are, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to electrotoxin land, the place where you never sleep and you die early.
That'll bring some people in.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, humor will get through to people and say, you were so funny, I actually thought maybe you actually made a point. I say, ha-ha. I'm trying to make the show even funnier, you know, by using vignettes or voices, you know, like a takeoff of some voice. One of my favorites is Arnold's, you know. I'm very much against pollution, and I don't understand why Donald Trump doesn't take this more seriously, the climate change. But he doesn't understand that already I was the Terminator from the 21st century, and he doesn't understand. I don't like to have my brain hacked by smart meters, electrotoxins from my heating elements in my room or my air conditioner system because it's bad for my cyborg brain. Pretty funny, hey?
That was good.
you're going to use some humor. People say, Dr. Deagle, you mean we're 327 million guinea pigs? Yes. But you know the problem is? We've never taken our guinea pig lessons to make the guinea pig sound. You ever had a little guinea pig for one of your pets?
I did.
Their little sound's like an sound, isn't it?
Horrible.
Yeah, it's a kind of weird sound. It's like you could make a B-movie about it and it'd be scary. You would say, my guinea pig's coming to get me because it makes this weird sound.
It really is a creepy sound.
Yeah, it's because it's a different octave. You know, they're so small. It's like when you're listening to the birds chirping out there. If we actually made them as large as their ancient dinosaurs, that they were their great-great-great-great-granddaddies, they would sound like, rawr, you know, like a pterosaur or something. They'd sound like little chirpy birds. Oh, that bird sounds so pleasant. That's because they're in a different octave because they're a miniaturized version of ancient pterosaurs. People don't get it, do they?
They do not.
I don't know. First off, block the radiation from step-down transformers and dimmer switches. Block the electropollution from your appliances. Block the electropollution that's hitting you in your workplace or your home or in your travel on the freeways. And people don't realize that you're constantly being monitored. Do you know that you can hit somebody with a terahertz frequency thing that can get you up to almost 1,000 meters? And tell who's inside a car traveling at 70 miles an hour and tell from their bone harmonic resonance frequency. It's the longest range biometric that you can use is your bone terahertz scan. And by the way, they're storing them all at airports. When you travel through the airport and go through one of these terahertz scanners, they're storing your data. Just like 23andMe, people say, what's 23andMe doing now? Oh, they're selling your data to drug companies, to insurance carriers, to DARPA, and the CIA. No, they're not doing that, Deagle, are they? I said, well, I'll tell you what. Like Einstein says, genius is quantifiable and stupidity is limitless. let's take out of the stupidity category and tell you that if you just ask questions and go to the public media or Wikipedia, whatever, you're saying, damn it, Eagle. You know, it was my niece who unfortunately died after a bad car accident last year. She made up a song called Damn It, Billy, because that was my nickname. My father's name is Bill, so I was always Billy. So I'd always raise questions, even when I was a little kid, right through middle school, grammar school, medical school, whatever. And my professors never would say, damn it, Billy. So you made up the song with a bunch of verses in it, right? And people don't get it. They don't get it that when you start asking questions, you realize almost everything you previously knew was horse manure. Oh, electricity won't hurt you. It's good. Tesla's a great guy. I plug my brain in every day, and it doesn't hurt me. Alternating current is just fine. Even though I've not got green spots and my hair's falling out and I'm turning into a cyborg. I don't know. I tell you, I think maybe humor will get more people listening than the facts, right?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and we are going to talk to Tony in a minute about Neutrodyne. Now, what makes Neutrodyne unique? First off, it's not just, quote, nascent. I hear this term being flogged by a lot of knuckleheads to try to pretend that their stuff's good, when really, so-called nascent iodine, which is diatomic, doesn't have the capacity to overwhelm or displace higher electrophilicity halides, such as fluoride, chloride, or bromide. Now, why is that important? Because when these attach to your thyroglobulin molecule, they actually lock onto the receptor and they displace and they interfere with your normal activation of uncoupling oxidative phosphorylation. So you create ATP and NADH, high energy molecules in your cell. So you not only pump the cellular mechanisms for ion channels across your ion channels to create the electrical resonance of your cells, so you actually have sodium pumped out and potassium in. It's called the NKKC enzyme pathways, which, by the way, its primary action is to affect the, if you want to call it, the bioimpedance of your cells and tissues. Insulin has an effect in insulin resistance with the GLUT4 transporter to transport sugar to your muscle cells. And, in fact, insulin resistance develops. I'm going to give a little story here to explain why Neutrodyne is so important. All your tissues in your body are basically a chimera. A chimera, which is two different organisms that are combined through every cell in your body. In some cells, you have up to 500,000 or even millions of mitochondrial DNA with mitochondria. They have a separate ring chromosome from your so-called alleles, which are your eukaryotic DNA and the little thing called a nucleoplasm, a little spheroid where all your DNA resides for your general regular genetics. So mitochondrial DNA are 30 to 40 times more likely to be damaged by cosmic rays, background X-rays, and oxidative pollution like free radicals. And, of course, the ring chromosome, when it gets damaged, the mitochondria get destroyed. And if you have a good process going on, you develop what's called mitophagy, where you get rid of old mitochondria. Now, Neutrodyne stimulates mitophagy. It helps to get rid of old damaged mitochondria. It's like having Donald Trump firing people in the army and saying, you're not fit to fight, so you're fired, you know, like The Apprentice. And what Neutrodyne also does is stimulates the enzymes to make And the 5' deiodinase to convert T4, which is the 4 iodines attached to the thyroglobulin, and remove it in the 5' position to make it like a lock and key to make it T3. Now, T4 has a half-life of 37.5 hours, which means when you make it in your thyroid gland, it stays around in your gland or your blood 37.5 hours. Now, what determines the conversion is you need 7 minerals, including monatomic Tesla-activated iodine, and your thyroid gland makes a small amount of it, but it takes a lot of energy, and it doesn't make a lot of it. You need 600 minerals, which are minerals plus, and because we have the albion chelates, they get much more absorbed. I've also worked on another technology, which if you're on a consult, I can provide you, which is another single mineral consult with a special liposomal enzymatic technology we use for our indium E and our NutriSilver to amplify the effect of these monoatomic hydrogenated minerals to make them more powerful, more absorbed. So that's available, but it's not listed as something you can purchase. It's part of a consultation. So if I think I need a specific mineral based on your Metapathy Hunter scan, your blood tests, say Genova Labs, then I can actually target that specific mineral. Now, when your T3 is only half-life of 5.5 minutes, that means as soon as it arrives, and remember, it doesn't arrive like a pumpkin in your blood cells, like you're a big hopper. It's converted in your tissues. So your brain compartment converts it when it needs it because it's gone in no time at all. It's converted to T2 and reverse T2. And then it's gone. And what happens is when it locks onto the crystal galli of your mitochondria, it actually oxidates the conversion of fatty acids through the pyruvate pathway and glycogen through the glycolysis pathways to actually make a high-energy adenosine triphosphate and nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride. Those are the two high-energy molecules. We have ability to make more ATP if you take our sports energy light drink and more NADH with our NADH tablets. But we also have mitochondrial catalysts to raise your metabolic rate, which is one of our formulas. We have things like CoQ10, ubiquinol and CoQ10, and the vascular carnitine, etc. These will all amplify the metabolic activity. But the key thing is you got to have Tesla-activated monoatomic iodine. If you even take a small amount, 5 drops, once or twice a day, and you're hypothyroid or hypometabolic or even applied to specific things, it's going to help. Now, you got to remember, every tissue in your body, including your skin, which is the deposit where your fat is, for example, is metabolically hypoactive. You're going to get fat there. You're going to deposit calories in the form of fat. When it gets a certain size fat cell, they divide and become bigger fat cell number. That's why people go for lipectomy surgery, liposuction. Now, the problem is that insulin resistance is actually a mechanism that the body uses to survive famine. So in other words, it's an activation of epigenetic famine genes coded in our DNA going back 500,000 to 1 million years ago. So when famines were occurring because of ice ages in the last, say, 1 million years, pre-humans actually had to survive by actually shutting down use of sugar and glycogen as fuel and using fatty acids. Well, guess what? You're shutting things down and creating what's called reverse thyroid hormone. I brought the test over from Germany 38 years ago with Dr. Otto Hugh, the head of pathology at the University of Calgary. And we measured, when we did our glucose tolerance tests, insulin, glucagon, cortisol, ACTH, prolactin, T3, and reverse T3. And I brought the test from Germany 38 years ago. We did, at one time, probably 98% of the reverse thyroid hormone tests on the planet in our research study, where we spent millions of dollars of Alberta Heritage Trust Fund money to find out why someone was going around as an angel of death killing people that were dying of hyperosmolar non-ketotic coma with insulin levels into orbit. And of course, their theory at the time was that people that were diabetic were low in insulin. When that was never measured or tested, it's like anything. If you ask questions and then you go to try to validate, you'll find out that you were not only stupid, you were malignantly stupid. And so were all the doctors before us, right back to even Dr. Banting and Best, who assumed when they cut the vessels off in the pancreas of dogs in their dog laboratory in back of McGill University in Montreal, Canada, they were doing this. Now, why is thyroid important? Because most diseases in your body are tissues that are hypoxic, acidotic, and have low redox or energy levels. So as soon as you start taking Nutridyne, you raise the redox of your tissues. So for example, when you give it to a pregnant mama that's taking, say, 5 drops a day, her baby's going to have a higher IQ and have more myelination of her brain, and the brain size of the child will be larger. Now, if you have, we call intrauterine hypothyroidism, you're going to get basically cretinism, where the brain size is small. You go and say, oh my gosh, look at the size of that child's skull. And you can measure it in centimeters and say, oh, this is terrible. That child will be permanently and irreversibly, not, well, partially reversible, but permanently and irreversibly damaged and a lower IQ. In fact, probably not only imbecile or sub-imbecile level of intelligence, basically unable to function or take care of themselves. So why is hypothyroidism important? Because it's in all age groups. In fact, everybody who is diabetic is also type 2 hypothyroid. And we talked about this with Mark Ward a couple of years ago. He came up with this theory and he wrote a book called Type 2 Hypothyroidism. But the actual original researcher and inventor was me, Dr. Bill Deagle. Ah, we got Tony. So we talked about type 2 hypothyroidism. And basically in type 2, you're converting to reverse thyroid hormone. And I had one of the NASA doctors on the show about 6 years ago. We talked about this. I said, look, if you had a transdermal patch and somebody's in suspended animation, like one of these capsules for deep space to travel to the nearest planet at sub-light speeds, and it, to the people in the capsule, it's going to be like 6 months or a year, but in actual fact, you're in flight for a century, you can give them like a micro meal every month, and if you put them in suspended animation by giving reverse thyroid hormone, they can pop out of the capsule and not had a bowel movement in a year, and they'll still be fine. People, not Dr. Deagle, that's not true. I said, yeah, it is. In fact, I can measure your reverse thyroid hormone, and if your reverse thyroid hormone's high, several things are going to be present. Most likely, you're going to have what's called total body hypothermia, or your core temperature will be low, but your skin temperature and your other organs are going to be like an icebox. So you wonder why everybody's fat who's got an elevated reverse thyroid hormone, everybody's diabetic. You shouldn't wonder. Their bodies actually change the carburation of their whole body and their organs to make sure they preserve body mass so they don't die. It's called the famine reflex. And taking Neutrodyne fixes that, because when you're hypothyroid, you're a sitting duck for cancer, heart disease, and everything else. Back in a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Questions. You want to talk about constipation. Basically, if your myenteric plexus and your bowels is hypometabolic, which basically means you're not activating T4 to T3 in your colon, you're going to have hypometabolism, hypomotility, and constipation. So in other words, you can have selective organ hypothyroidism. Most people don't think of selective organ hypothyroidism. For example, did you know that obesity is a skin disorder?
I did not know that.
No, in fact, if you ask 1,000 doctors, do you think one of those will ever say that obesity is a skin disorder? They'll say, what's wrong with you? Did that doctor who raised that question ever go to medical school? Well, I'm going to raise some questions to make sure those other 999 doctors who wouldn't answer correctly don't know what they're doing. Now explain why. Your skin is the most complex neurological organ in your body. It's not your brain. Your brain is right up there. It's like a buddy. But remember, the ontogenous tissue that makes your skin and your brain and your central peripheral nervous system and your nuclei, like your pineal gland and your caudipotamian nucleus, etc., is the same ontogenous tissue. Frequency 3 on our lumen photon scan, but ontogenously it's the same. Now, you cannot have pain unless you have skin. Did you know that? And one of them told me this back in 1987, because I'm a kind of, as I say, I'm a 63-year-old, 3-year-old. I love 3-year-old questions. I like to ask more questions. And when I get confused or see an anomaly or a paradox, I go, ooh, I can ask a lot more questions now. And what I found out when this nurse said to you that only when the patients grow skin back do they start screaming after we grind out their, you know, their tar and their gravel out of their skin, and they start to grow skin back, they start screaming their head off. So you got to have earplugs if you're working in a burn unit like I did, in a trauma unit. And by the way, you'll stop eating pork because burnt people smell like pork. Right off the barbecue. You're going to stop eating pork for a while. Pretty funny, hey? So, now, yeah. What I'm saying here is, each organ, for example, if you're getting weight, let's say underneath your, on your arms, you call, the man boobs on the side there, or you're getting the we call the Dunlap, you know, your stomach Dunlap over your private parts. You ever heard of the Dunlap syndrome before? Right. Now what happens is, that is actually your skin becoming hypometabolic. Now how can you prove that? Dr. Deagle, you can prove that, can you? Yeah. Yes, I can. I'm Dr. Deagle. You see my cape? You take a digital thermogram and you say, my gosh, that fat around your middle, it's a good 25 degrees lower than your core body temperature. That's because it's like a term deposit. I'm watching the movie Bomb Girls, and there's this rich girl with her dad who runs a food company, and it's the Second World War, and they're in Ontario, Canada, and those girls are making bombs. And this lady decides that she knows she's a rich girl. She wanted to volunteer because her fiancé was going to fight over in the war, and he dies. But she wants to get control of her annuity, right? Now, her dad wouldn't let her get at the principal. He's going to let her get at the interest. Now, think of it this way. Imagine you have a kid that's living at home, and the kid gets paid a salary to actually work for you, and they don't pay rent, but they stuff half of their money into a term deposit, which neither they or anybody else can get at for a period of, say, 5 years. And it gets really good interest, but you can't touch it. That's obesity. And the best way to think of your skin is that dermatome has said, look, in this dermatome, under the influence of these little Langerhans neurodermal complexes, we're going to shut down the metabolism. We're going to act like, you know, that father for that rich girl and say, look, you can play with the interest, but half of it you got to stuff it away in a term deposit. And if you don't, I'm not going to let you touch the principal. That's what obesity is. And if you stuff away, let's say, 80 to 100 calories a day, it doesn't take long for you to become a fatty. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And people say, well, how did that happen, Dr. Deagle? I said, it's called math. If you skip those classes in grade 3 or 4, that's why you don't understand. It's called addition and subtraction. Funny, eh?
So, what
a Neutrodyne does is, if the Neutrodyne and your autonomic nervous system are working correctly, remember, your autonomic nervous system regulates peripheral and central deiodination, but you have to have the nutrients present. If you don't have monoatomic iodine, which your thyroid gland makes, it doesn't make a lot, and you don't have the other 6 minerals for Pri-5, Pri-M deiodination, your primary, it's like the choke on your car, you know? If it's not adjusted properly, you can't activate deiodination, you can't turn on the metabolism to actually burn off those calories. So one of the tricks that I've learned is you can put Neutrodyne on your skin, you can actually put it, you know, dilute and put it in a spray on your skin. You can also put CBD oil, because it turns out your opioid receptors, the CBD receptor on your skin, actually regulates the cannabinoid receptor. And your local tissues, your fat tissues, release cytokines called leukotriene B4 and D4. And these cytokines actually make you fat. In other words, you can actually, if you surgically remove a bunch of someone's fat tissue, let's say a lipectomy surgery or a big liposuction, you immediately lower their tissue insulin resistance and their insulin levels and their blood sugar. Do you know that? So you lop off 20 pounds of obese fat tissue, and the body says, hey, you know what? Tomorrow you're not going to be diabetic. So I talked to diabetologists, these surgeons up even in L.A. in the last year or so, and they said, well, this is a strange anomaly. We do this procedure on people and take off their great big Dunlap and their fat underneath their armpits, and all of a sudden, for the next while, they're not diabetic. What the heck happened? Fat tissue keeps you insulin resistant and diabetic because it's part of what's called the famine reflex. And the famine reflex is 219,000 years ago, George Stoneman, the Stone Age man, he's wearing skins from the latest killed animals to keep them warm in the Ice Age. And he lives near the ice fall, where there's ice fall and there's lots of little brooks and trees, and there's lots of, you know, wildebeests and other animals are really good to eat when you barbecue them. And man has learned to barbecue 219,000 years ago, so this guy's a barbecue master. He knows how to make his own sauce. The fact is, he's getting fat, so he can survive when he doesn't have animals and all he's got is nuts and berries. And what his muscles are saying is, I don't have very much glycogen. I can only carry a few thousand calories. But fat around my middle and under my arms and on my back, I got oodles. It's like I got a bank deposit of, well, I thought I only had $100 in the bank, but I actually have 200,000 calories of fat hanging off me that I'll survive until the next beast comes along and I can have a family barbecue. It's the famine reflex. And our North American diet somehow triggers that off. We have mineral deficiency of the trace minerals for insulin resistance, like copper and zinc and chromium, vanadium, etc. We've got pro-inflammatory fatty acids in our diet, so it's 50 times, according to Dr. Sears, more pro-inflammatory. So if you have pro-inflammatory fats in your diet, your fat cells are going to say, man, this is it. We're going into famine mode. And it'll actually secrete cytokines to shut down your metabolism, making it insulin resistance. When I presented my data to Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Institute in 1981, he flipped out. It was like I was on the set of The Exorcist. He was cursing and swearing like I never heard a pipe fitter who burnt himself cursing and threatening to have my license pulled for proving the diabetics of high insulin. And the guy I work with is the head of pathology. Tested every month at Biosciences Reference Lab in La Jolla, California, at the University of Edmonton Hospital, and then referenced lab in La Jolla. So I found and discovered a lot of things. And what I realized in the medical system is it's populated by knuckleheads. And I don't care what's the, I don't care if you're a surgeon doing hand repair. I don't care if you're an obstetrician. I don't care if you're a pediatrician pushing vaccines. The level of stupidity is Einstein says, I don't consider myself really smart. I consider myself the most curious person I've ever met is me. Now, I'm not trying to say that I'm so wonderful because I am socially inept. I do not want to shut the hell up, which is why I even interrupt my guests. Because I got something to say, even if it's sometimes accidentally funny, like sometimes I'll do my voices or a little takeoff of Clockwork Orange or some other little thing like, you know, C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters. I want you to understand I know stuff and you need to listen and then ask questions at the end. So, without monatomic iodine, our whole society is dying of halide poisoning. And guess what halides do? They lock onto the estrogenic receptor. So they feminize you. And they're feminizing the entire biosphere. Do you know that even, you know, called non-primates, alligators, are being feminized in Florida from the biopollution of halides? As I said before, if I put on my Florida alligator farmer accent, well, I used to have to see the binoculars 25 yards away. I could tell the boy alligators from the girls because they're bigger and they had a thing on them. Now I got to walk over and flip the suckers over to tell if they're a boy gator or a girl gator. And sometimes even then it's confusing. That's because of the halide poisoning. And guess what? The way they interact and stop that, so you still have a sperm count, erectile function, and you're still a boy, not a goy, taking Neutrodyne. Amazing, eh? The future of the world is 40 genders and no sex. Believe it or not. No boys and girls anymore, just lots of genders.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.